picture now a really old Volvo with its softer, rounder edges, you know, before the company went all boxy. Those soft curves give you an idea of what an ambassador looks like. I'm talking about the first car ever manufactured in India. It became the iconic automobile in the country, changing very little in over six decades on the road. Last week, the Ambassador reached the end of the road. The manufacturer, Hindustan Motors, halted production. The Ambi, as fans call it, was long the vehicle of choice for Indian politicians who rode white ones, and also taxi drivers who continue to drive bright yellow ones. It's also the car of choice for Siddharth Vardarajan, former editor of the Hindu newspaper in Delhi. He owns three.
The oldest model I have is from 1952. Back in the day, it used to be called Hindustan 14. And then I have another model from 1954 when they introduced a variant called the Landmaster. And the newest Ambassador I have is from 2006. So three Ambassadors representing three different designs, three different eras, if you will, but one great tradition.
You know, I've been trying to rack my brain to come up with a U.S. analogy for the ambassador, and I can't really come up with them. I mean, it's so seemingly embedded into Indian culture and history at this point. I mean, what does it really represent for India, this car?
Well, you know, it harks back to the early days of Indian independence, years of great hope, optimism, years of great endeavor of where the country has to head. So it's very tied up with, I suppose, a certain vision of the country, with all its faults, incidentally. I think, you know, the ambassador, at the end of the day, was not a great automotive product by any means. Its technology was ancient. It wasn't very efficient in fuel or pollution terms. So in a way, it represented the hopes and aspirations and visions of a country, warts and all.
So what does it mean, then, that it's no longer going to be made? I mean, there's something kind of sad about that to me.
I think it's tragic. I think the Ambassador, you know, had become something of a niche product over the last 10 or 15 years when a whole rash of new cars entered India following some kind of a liberalization policy. So the car buying middle class or upper middle class preferred to go for Japanese or European models and abandoned the Ambassador. So it became essentially the preserve of the government. So, you know, most government fleets consisted of Ambassador cars. And I suppose the bureaucrat and the politician at some stage also began to tire of this car. And I think there came a time finally when Hindustan Motors realized that it simply was not worth its while to keep the whole factory going. I think it's a sad day. I'm still hoping somewhere down the line that the company will change its mind or come up with a radical plan to restore this car to the once iconic position that it had in the public imagination.
What's it feel like to drive the Ambassador around a big Indian city like Delhi? I mean, is it a smooth ride, or you feel kind of all the potholes?
You know, it takes some getting used to because the steering can be quite heavy, and it's larger, and the wheelbase is slightly higher than for other motor cars. But I think I find it a great drive. I wouldn't drive anything else, and whenever I drive more modern cars, I feel very awkward, both within the city and for drives in the countryside where the roads can be quite uneven. The Ambassador, I think, handles things very well. So it's sort of quintessential. I think it's a car for the Indian ethos, for the Indian roads, for the Indian psyche. And as these cars get rarer and rarer, in fact, when I drive my 1952 or 54 models, a lot of people stop and ask, God, how old is that car? Mm. And of course, the inevitable Indian question that, you know, what kind of mileage do you get? Indians are obsessed with fuel economy, and people always want to know, well, you know, how many kilometers do you get for every liter of petrol?
Right. I'm just curious to know what your thoughts are.
The answer is not good, by the way.
Yeah, what is the answer?
It's about 8. It's rubbish. It's really not good. But you know, if you're passionate about this motor car, then you just lump it.
I suppose you'll be hanging on to your three Ambassadors.
For as long as they run and as long as I can get parts and even beyond.
Siddharth Vardarajan, former editor-in-chief of the Hindu newspaper. Thanks so much. Enjoy your ride.
Thank you.